unheardnerd.com.
Radio Mass places a disc.
And now our feature presentation.
Following 6 months of self-evaluation at the School of Shia LaBeouf, John and I have realised that we are not celebrities, and in fact we should be podcasting more frequently than once every 6 months. So we are back with Betamax and Laserdisc, the TV and movie podcast from theunheardnerd.com. John, how are you?
I'm good, Will. How are you?
I'm not bad. It's been a while.
A little while. Half a year?
Literally 6 months since episode two of Betamax and Laserdisc. We were a bit more prolific before that with the Unheard Nerd Movie Podcast. I don't like to think it's the name change that caused it. I don't know. We're going to persevere. But we are back with a new quick-fire format. We're going to try and keep the shows certainly under an hour, hopefully to around about a half-hour digest once a month. Bringing you our ramblings on the latest in TV and movies. And I do have something exciting regarding TV. Later on this month, John, I haven't told you this. This is exciting for me, really exciting. I hope you don't get too jealous. later on this month, mid-month, HBO are releasing Game of Thrones Season 4 on Blu-ray. Very exciting stuff. Lots of fans of that show. I am being sent, driven, no less, in a car by HBO to Glastonbury. Glastonbury? I can't remember where we're going.
You're not driving, it doesn't matter.
Exactly, someone's driving me. Anyway, is it Glastonbury or is it Stonehenge? I can't remember, it doesn't matter. Anyway, I'm being driven in a car with wheels to a real life metal forgers to make my own sword from a lump of raw material. I'm going to make a sword out of metal for one whole day, courtesy of HBO. How cool is that?
Good night!
Isn't that amazing? That's to coincide with the launch of Game of Thrones Season 4 on Blu-ray, which we'll have to extensively talk about on the shows and on the website. We're contractually obliged, I think. But that's a really nice perk and one I wasn't expecting. So HBO, I'm going to be pimping Game of Thrones Season 4 on every podcast until that happens, which is only one. It's only this one. So this show is brought to you by HBO and Game of Thrones Season 4 on Blu-ray from mid-January. That's not actually a paid-for advert. I'm just really chuffed they're going to drive me out there. It's really good fun. Anyway, we're off on a tangent already. John.
Will.
What have we got in terms of news for this show?
Stuff.
We actually haven't got anything. So why don't we talk about, let's kick it off, 2015. There's two massive movies. I mean, there's a lot of massive movies. There's a hell of a lot of superhero movies coming out this year. But there are two massive movies that we are excited for. And I can't tell which one I'm more excited for. I am, of course, talking about The Little Mermaid 2. No, I'm talking about Avengers Age of Ultron. The second installment of Avengers, Joss Whedon and all that Marvel lot. And then we've got that other massive film from a galaxy far, far away. We're talking Star Wars, and I've forgotten what the title is.
The Force Awakens.
That's the one. The Force Awakens. And I don't know which one. Off the top of your head, which one are you most excited for?
I had goosebumps at the end of the Star Wars trailer.
Did you? I was not at all excited about Star Wars, The Force Awakens, as I didn't know it was called at the time. I haven't been excited for this film at all. I thought that J.J. Abrams would do a good job because he is obviously a big Star Wars fan. He did a really good job with, you know, rebooting, reinventing Star Trek. Yeah, really. I mean, yeah, flawless in my opinion. But Star Wars, I wasn't excited. I think I was too jaded after the last three. And the prospect of all these new Star Wars films and the spin-off films and the solo, you know, it's like, I don't know, it was a bit overwhelming and I thought I was a bit over it. And then I saw that trailer and I saw it again. And then I saw it again and I saw it again because it was amazing, really cool. What do you think about the lightsaber with the little guard thing?
Interesting.
Interesting?
Interesting.
Health and safety risk, I would say.
I'd say.
What excited you most about that trailer?
Just the fact it's Star Wars again.
Do you know what it was for me? It was the Millennium Falcon. The way it, just the way that they filmed that or CGI'd it, whatever. The way it arcs up and it comes round, and did you notice that the dish on the top is a different shape to the old one?
It is square.
Slightly square, isn't it?
Carizian knocked the other one off.
That's right, he did. But yeah, so I'm excited about that. But I mean, I guess we haven't. I mean, we've seen a teaser for Avengers: Age of Ultron, but we haven't seen a full sort of trailer yet. I might sway the other way again. I don't know. At the moment, I'm more excited for Star Wars.
I mean, it's amazing how exciting that made me feel, and it's just literally, five glimpses at that. It's just.
Yeah,
there's no plot. There's no. Obviously, they decided to sort of reveal the new characters as well. They're not dwelling on the fact that the original cast are making an appearance.
That's true. I'll be in sequence, I think Black Stormtrooper, whatever, Ball Droid. Oh no, really? And then the rest, awesome. I think I've just come. it's brilliant, isn't it? But on the other side, I played it
the first time and. Because a video was playing on my computer, my 2-year-old comes running over and he wants to see what this video is.
Yeah.
So the Stormtrooper pops up. Both of us jumped because we weren't expecting it. But the best thing was, at the end, it said Star Wars The Force Awakens. And before I could even move the mouse to push play again, my little 2-year-old boy was going, again, again. Fine.
I watched it on the train. I was like, I finished work and I was like, oh, the trailer's out. I sat on the train and watched it about 4 times. Killing my data plan for the month. But yeah, it's really good. But I mean, it's been a while since we saw that Avengers Age of Ultron teaser. And I think, the Hulkbuster armor, Iron Man's armor, looks pretty fucking cool.
It does.
It does look cool. I think I don't know. I think I'm swaying to all Star Wars because it's been a while since, the novelty's worn off the Avengers Age of Ultron. But yeah, both very exciting films. Off the top of your head, can you think what else is coming out this year? Anything? Well, we're seeing some DC stuff. Superman v Batman is not this year, is it?
No, that's not until next year.
It's been put off. But we've got Captain America. Just thinking of the Marvel films that are coming out in the next few years. We've got Captain America: Civil War, which will sort of. I guess play on the story arc from the comics a bit, but as the movies always go off on their own tangent. We've got Doctor Strange.
With Benedict Cumberbatch. Is it officially him? I think it is,
He is officially him, I think.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
One I am really excited for, because I've been enjoying the comics so much, is the Captain Marvel comics. The Captain Marvel film, which will see the first female lead, solo lead in a Marvel film, which I think is really interesting, and it's been a really cool and fun sort of comic series this far, also tying in with Guardians of the Galaxy. So I know there's a second one of those coming in. I wonder if there's going to be a bit of a merger between those two, or an introduction in one of the films, to the Carol Danvers character. I don't know, possibly. But that's one I'm really excited about that probably people are a little bit underwhelmed by. Otherwise, I mean, God, I can't even remember what else there is.
I have seen a huge graphic that lists all the comic book films from now until, what is it, 2020 or something?
It is 2020.
It's overload.
It is. Do you think, I don't know, do you think we're going to get sick of it? Are we going to be oversaturated with comic book movies? At this point, I think not. But
right now it's very exciting. But I can quite easily see a point where, if the films aren't made correctly and the fans don't appreciate it, obviously the box office drops and the studios. I think Marvel's going to keep getting it right. They just seem to can't go wrong at the moment.
Yeah, although
I am cautious about Ant-Man. I don't know why.
Well, that's what I was.
I'm not really excited for Ant-Man. I want to see it, but I'm not excited for it.
Well, as I posted on the website just the day before we were recording, they released the ant-sized teaser for the human-sized teaser of a teaser for the trailer. I mean, it's ridiculous how many, it's like how long before we get sort of, I mean, I think we've probably already had it, an Instagram teaser for the YouTube teaser for the for the teaser of the teaser of the trailer of the movie, and it's just ridiculous. But I was wholly underwhelmed, and I think we have a difference of opinion, as is often the case, by the ant-sized teaser of that Ant-Man movie. I saw a teaser for it. Great, click on it. It's like, what the fuck? I can't see anything, and I was just disappointed. And then they put out the human sized one where you can actually see what's going on. And I was just like, is that it? I was actually genuinely more excited by the test footage that Edgar Wright
Oh,
showed
yes.
like a year ago than I am for that teaser. I mean, it shows nothing. It was really.
Well,
I
that's the whole point. They're deliberately holding off the money shots of the trailer
yeah.
to make you come back. I think personally, I think Marvel should have held off releasing the human size one because there's nothing exciting in that footage.
No, nothing.
It's
Nothing.
nothing to. I thought the fact they released it ant-sized was actually funny and it made me laugh.
I was.
I didn't really care. I couldn't see what was going on. The fact, it played on the whole Ant-Man theme. I thought, that's funny.
I
And I'm
think.
quite happy to wait until, I mean, as of recording, the trailer gets released in 2 days' time.
I think I was amused for about a nanosecond, and then just annoyed. I was like, "Fuck off!" What a waste of my time. I still watched it again.
Just to see if you could spot
What can
anything.
I see? Nothing.
I think the only truly interesting thing is, well, you see the legs of the Ant-Man suit, don't you?
Yeah,
Running
that.
at the end, and that's it.
Oh, wow. Legs.
Wow.
Awesome.
Well, I mean, apart from that, it's just like, oh, look, there's the guy who's in Friends and all the comedies, and oh, there's the girl from Lost.
Right.
It's like,
Yeah, fair enough.
oh, it's over.
Okay, so from forthcoming big superhero movies to something that's a little bit smaller in size, and not as small as Ant-Man, but in the cinemas at the moment, Birdman has just sort of made its wide scale release in cinemas. Michael Keaton, and it's something of a dark comedy, isn't it? He's a washed up actor, once played an iconic superhero who must overcome his ego and family. Am I reading this verbatim? Yes, I am. He must overcome his ego and family trouble as he mounts a Broadway play in a bid to reclaim his past glory. It looks really interesting. It looks weird, but it looks really interesting.
Has been getting a lot of good write-ups. I don't think I've seen a bad word about it so far.
Yeah, I think, the fact, I mean, obviously it's kind of a bit of an antidote to the big budget superhero movies in a way, as it's still going to hold that audience's attention, but it's not a superhero film as such. It's very much a
I think if you go to watch it expecting one of those, you'll probably come away sorely disappointed.
absolutely, absolutely. But yeah, it looks really interesting. I really want to go and see it. I can't wait to try and find a few hours to hop over to the cinema and watch it. But also in cinemas this month, and we're going to do a little rundown, hopefully each month, both on the website and on the podcast. Taken 3 is out on the 8th in the UK and 9th in the US. Going to bother with that one, John?
I have actually got hold of 1 and 2 to see what the fuss is about.
All right. Well, one was on TV here, terrestrial TV, just yesterday, and I have seen the first one, and I think I spent a whole 2 hours or whatever, however long it is, just thinking this is shocking. How and for there to be a sequel blew my mind, but yeah, I think it's well past its best before date. So I don't know.
My dad seems to be enjoying a good dose of Mr. Neeson. He's watched the first one. He's going to watch the second one. He wants to watch the one with I don't know. I suppose you call it Taken on a Plane, even though I don't know what it's called now. There's one of these one set on a plane though, isn't he? He helps out on a hostage situation on a plane, I
Oh
think.
God, I'm not a fan of Liam Neeson at the best of times, but yeah, no, I'm past that. Spare Parts, which is a cool looking film, but it's only out in the US in the 16th. I think it will probably have a limited release, but it's got quite good critical acclaim, and perhaps, I don't know, if it does well, maybe it will get a more a wider release. But
Maybe.
it's about four Hispanic, I'm going to read verbatim again, so verbatim, I should say. Four Hispanic high school students form a robotics club with no experience, $800, used car parts, and a dream. This ragtag team goes up against the country's reigning robotics champions, MIT. Looks interesting. I know it looks like, again, sort of low budget, but it's got Jamie Lee Curtis in the cast. So I don't know, maybe she's just sort of doing favors, doing an indie project, whatever. Maybe she's funding part of it. I don't know, but it looks interesting. I'd quite like to see that. So I think probably have to wait until it's on demand. But yeah, I'd watch that. Next up is a film I've actually seen and actually enjoyed far more than I thought I would. It's Paddington. I just thought it was quite a quaint British thing. You know, I thought it was a really nice film. I went into it expecting not to enjoy it. My kids were absolutely enthralled, you know, to the point where they were screaming and crying at certain parts and, you know, like just so engrossed in the film. And although the CGI sort of takes away from the Paddington Bear that we know and love from being kids, and it sort of reinvents the story of Paddington coming from deepest, darkest Peru, it is a really nice film to see. It's not specifically Christmassy. There is a scene with a Christmas tree in, but it doesn't necessarily allude to being a Christmas film, but it still sort of got us in that mood. Yeah, really enjoyed that. Next up, Project Almanac, which was previously called Welcome to Yesterday. And I think I've commented on this, I'm sure, last year. I think this was expected to be released quite a bit before now. But it's only been released in the US on the 30th of January. So you're going to say?
No, so to say that name sounds familiar. Welcome to Yesterday.
Yeah, well,
I don't know if you remember the trailer, correct me if I'm wrong. Was that the one where they watch a home video of them as kids and they see themselves as teenagers
in the
back of the house or something? And they realise that they've done something with time.
There's a reflection in a mirror and the guy sees himself at the same age he is now. Mm. And and so, I mean, it looks like a really interesting plot, actually. I mean, it's teens invent or discover a secret plan for a time machine, a tenuous storyline. It is, after all, Michael Bay. Warning.
Warning.
but an interesting concept. And, you know, I mean, try as he might, occasionally Michael Bay must do something right. I'm sure he must.
Well, he's got to stop with Transformers.
Yes, agreed.
I know you gave up after the first one.
Second one, actually.
Sorry. Yeah. I stuck with it, and the missus and I watched Age of Extinction.
Yeah.
God, it felt like... I think the film runs for like 2.5 hours, but it feels like 4 or 5.
Mm.
And I don't know what... I know, about 1.5, 2 hours into it, I'd never thought I'd ever hear myself say, I am bored of watching robots fighting robots. It's just like, let's just watch this to the end. Oh, no more. No more Transformers.
It's painful.
I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan. And I think, you know, although he wasn't directing, he was the producer or, you know, the mind behind the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles film, which, again, I haven't seen. I've got it lined up to watch, but by all accounts, from what I've heard, it's not a good effort.
Prepare to be disappointed.
I think so, yeah. Anyway, last one on the list in cinemas in the UK this month. It's already been out for months in the US.
Yanks have had it for ages.
I know we've had our victories with, you know, some of the big movies coming out here first. We've seen them before. But anyway, I don't know the thinking behind it. Why not just release in these two major, you know, markets, and where you know, much of the marketing from one country filters into the next and blah, blah. Big Hero 6, we're finally getting it on the 30th of January. Although there was a preview yesterday, just one day of previews at Odeon Cinemas yesterday.
All right.
Which I would have really...
Random.
I would have really liked to have gone to, but it clashed with the kids' swimming lesson. Irritatingly enough, I got to the swimming pool and they said, no, it doesn't start again until next week. Are you fuckers?
Oh,
I could have bought tickets to go and see Big Hero 6 with the kids because we saw the trailers at the cinema. They look really, they were really excited for it. It looks fun. But surprisingly, I haven't heard a lot of hype about it from my friends in the States. So I don't know, maybe, you know, hit us up on the Twitters. It's at UK Film Nerd or at The Unheard Nerd, or hit us up on Facebook. It's facebook.com/TheUnheardNerd, or just comment on the website on the January movie preview post and just let us know what you thought of Big Hero 6. So in a part of the show that used to come right at the beginning, but we forgot about it this time, is what have you watched since the last show? And shit, I've watched a lot in 6 months, John. I can't remember it all. So I'm just going to do what I've watched recently. And I actually went to my first movie premiere. Proper movie premiere at Leicester Square in London. We are talking red carpet, press, celebrities. Wow. Unfortunately, it wasn't a perk of the website on this occasion. It was, in fact, my wife being very generous to the local cats home where we got our cats. And she bought tickets in a raffle. And we went to see the Christmas movie, UK or British Christmas movie, called Get Santa. And it wasn't at the Odeon Leicester Square, so it wasn't the biggest cinema, but it was at the View, just sort of next to it. Red carpet, lots of cameras flashing as we went in, none of them at us, obviously. But I did get caught in the background of a picture of one of the Saturdays, whatever they are, and it looks like I'm sniffing Santa's sledge. And that was on the mirror.co.uk, like the national British newspaper, The Mirror. I was on their website sniffing a sledge. But it was good fun, just to give people an insight if they haven't been to a premiere, I have now. what it's like, it's an awful lot of free stuff given away to celebrities who could afford to buy it themselves. Yes. And us. And it was good fun. It was really good. I mean, at Christmas Film, they had real reindeer there. We weren't allowed near because there was some bird from EastEnders stood next to him. I was like, no, stand back. Photos being taken. Stand back. Come on, no commoners in the picture. It's all right. We'll fuck off then. But they did have lots of arts and crafts things. They had magicians. They had pastries, drinks, biscuit decoration, make a card, post it through their letterbox, pictures with Santa Claus. Yeah. And as I say, celebrities of whom I have no idea, didn't know any of them were. The only one I knew was the girl from EastEnders because she's the one who's notoriously not very good looking.
All right.
whose name I don't know.
I do believe you met someone else who does have a level of fame, though.
I did, yeah, but that was after. He wasn't mingling with the people in the premiere. It was afterwards we met. Yeah, Warwick Davis, it was awesome. My kids had no idea who he was, even though they just watched him on screen for an hour and a half. Still had no idea who he was. He plays a not elf in the movie, but he was the only actor or actress who stayed behind afterwards to have photos taken with the kids and adults as well. And he was a very, very fine gentleman. His wife was lovely. I have an awful lot of praise for that gentleman for, just spending time. The stars of the movie were Rafe Spall, who I once met previously. I worked at a pub where I was actually the bookkeeper, but occasionally had to wait on tables. And I went and waited on his family's table. Now, his father is Timothy Spall, famous actor. Been in Harry Potter movies, many other films. Also known for Alvita's Aim Pet in the UK, anyone that knows that series. And so I went to wait on his table, and Mr. Rafe Spall, who I had no idea who he was at the time, I just knew he was Timothy Spall's son, was very rude to me and swore. but actually the film was very good. I enjoyed him, very good performance. So we were sat next to the producers as well. She was literally next to my wife while we watched the film. So that was fun. That was a good experience. Yeah, but what else have I seen? I've been to see, most recently, obviously, Paddington. I'm really blanking now. I can't think of anything else I've been to see at the cinema. I don't know. In terms of movies, I've watched How to Train Your Dragon 2 about 3 million times. So the kids got it on DVD, so Blu-ray for Christmas, their first Blu-ray. I've watched Guardians of the Galaxy, finally. Got that on Blu-ray too. I watched Captain America, The Winter Soldier, finally. Seen that. I wasn't too impressed with that, but it was all right. I don't know, maybe I watched it twice. I watched it on my own and I watched it with my wife, and I didn't really, it wasn't so great. What films have I watched? I've watched Oblivion. I've been catching up on a few of the films that have been out recently. Was it After Earth? Oh my God, that's dreadful.
Oh God, the Will and Jaden Smith. Oh.
Yeah, the Smiths. Not good, Smiths. Not good. Generally just catching up with a few things. We watched Trainspotting again last night.
God, I haven't watched that in years.
Exactly, neither had we. And it's like, you watch it, and it's one of those films you go, I've seen it. But when you actually watch it again, it's really good. Really enjoyed it. What about you? Have you watched anything recently?
I watched Fury with Brad Pitt. We didn't watch Fury with Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt was in it.
All right. I watched World War Z, get over it.
Oh, that's not bad. That's the
zombie film. Yeah. Quite enjoyed that. What else have you watched?
Dumb and Dumber 2.
Really? Any good?
Yes. Me and the missus found it surprisingly funny. We're having a good laugh through it. Because we were really expecting this to be a complete miss.
Yeah.
It's like, you're trying to bring back something that everyone's been asking for years, but surely the clock's moved on. It's far too late. The opportunity's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, I think maybe that's why I found it so funny, was because I was expecting it to be such a bad film.
Yeah,
because we tried watching Anchorman 2 earlier in the year, and we just gave up after 30 minutes. We're like, this is terrible.
Really?
I couldn't stand it.
I watched it all, but it wasn't. You couldn't. I don't think lightning could strike twice with that one. It was all right, but it was nowhere near as good as the first.
For me, it was just trying too hard.
Yeah, I mean, some of it is just cringeworthy.
Especially with Brick's character, that really was some of the worst stuff.
Yeah, agreed. Anything else?
Gone Girl is brilliant.
All right. I watched Her. Have you seen Her?
Is that the falling in love with a computer thing?
Yeah, it was really good, surprisingly good. Scarlett Johansson plays the voice, is the voice actress behind the operating system that Joaquin Phoenix's character falls in love with. Yeah, interesting. Really, yeah, interesting concept. It started much stronger than it finished, but still enjoyable throughout. Cool. So that's what we've watched. What have you watched? Let us know. Well, to wrap up the show then, let's have a talk about some of the TV stuff that's been on our screens. TV stuff is a technical term for anyone who's not familiar with it. So I've been watching, I don't watch Arrow. I tried to get into it. I think I left it too late. But I have been watching The Flash, which sort of, I don't know, kind of runs alongside or is intertwined with Arrow. I haven't quite got to the mid-season finale yet with the Arrow crossover, but I've kind of been enjoying that. It's a little bit more aimed at kids, I think, than some of the stuff that's on screen at the moment. I'm thinking more specifically Gotham, which is, you know, pretty good still, quite consistent.
That's still going well. I'm really enjoying that.
I've kind of lost pace over Christmas. Having family around, I haven't been watching as much TV as I might normally, so I'm a few episodes behind on everything at the moment. Though I am up to date with Constantine, which I think is fantastic.
I'm loving that.
And I'm appalled that there are plans ahead to scrap it already. I think
it's all on the bubble, as they say in America. It's got 13 episodes.
Yeah, I think we're at the midway point at the moment. It seems to be a pause.
The last one was episode 8, I think. So episode 9 will come back in the US on January 16th.
Yeah.
And it'll run for the rest of its half season order of 13 episodes.
Right.
And then NBC will apparently look at the ratings for the entire 13 episode run and make a decision on what to do with it.
Well, I hope they include torrents on that, because I think it's been very popular.
on the plus side, it was showing on a Friday night after a show called Grimm, which one of Mrs. loves.
Okay.
But what they're doing it when it comes back is they're actually putting it before Grimm.
All right, good.
So hopefully that's going to boost, you know, people will find out what it is and it boosts the ratings. I really want that to continue because I'm really enjoying that one.
Yeah, surprisingly good and surprisingly dark and gritty. And despite...
Oh, and it ended on a bloody mother effing mid-season cliffhanger as well.
As I always do. But despite all the news to the contrary, he does actually smoke in it as well, which is, you know, keeping true to the character.
He never actually inhales.
No, but
the network won't let him inhale, but he can do anything else with a cigarette. He can light it, he can put it out, he can just have it holding it in his mouth. It's like, which works.
It works. It's there. I mean, yeah, I'm pleased to see that. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I avoid. I went off that mid first season. I did start acquiring the second season, and I haven't watched any of it, and I ended up deleting it.
It's a shame. I really think you should give season 2 a chance. It's so much better than the first season.
Okay, well, maybe I will.
And it's ended on a brilliant, annoying season cliffhanger, because as we speak on Tuesday, Agent Carter will begin episode 1,
which is interesting. I'll probably try and watch that when it's on. Does anyone realise what we're talking about, do you think?
I think everyone does.
We're not actually going to say it, though. Coming up on Netflix, I've just realised I've got a BT Vision type U-View box thing that I got, I don't know, a few months ago as part of my broadband package. And Netflix is available through that now. So we already have an Amazon Prime subscription, which we can use on our iPads now that we're a 2-iPad house, and we can now watch completely separate things and not converse whatsoever. And
family life,
isn't it wonderful? But I'm toying with the idea of getting a Netflix subscription now that I, you know, have a device to play it on. And we've got, as I think you were going to allude to, you were coming up to, we've got Daredevil coming up on that.
Yes, Daredevil will appear on, I don't know when it's coming out, but not long, I think.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I hope
it's the original show.
I hope it's okay because I'm in, kind of enjoying the comics at the moment. A little bit of a love-hate relationship with them. I'm persisting with the comics, but at the same time, the ending of the story arcs always seems a bit shit. But yeah, there's no reflection on the show. So I'm hoping, I'm quite a fan of Daredevil. I'm hoping that the show's good. And there are other, you know, superhero, Marvel superhero shows coming up on Netflix fairly soon to be interested in. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm wondering if we're going to see Heroes Reborn as well this year. I think we are.
I've forgotten all about that.
Yeah, it was confirmed that HRG, Horned Rim Glasses, will be appearing in this as well.
And there's, I just read today, there's a superhero show coming to PlayStation as well.
Oh, really?
The PlayStation Network is producing its own live-action TV series about people with superpowers, so...
Oh, right.
Is it more? That's more shows coming.
Yeah. Is it called Powers? Because I saw
that's the one. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I saw our friend who we interviewed once, Mike Petty, I think, was posting about that.
Ah.
I might as well give him a quick shout out. He's got he had quite a serious accident where he ended up with a sort of brain tumor.
Wow.
And he had to have, I think, surgery to relieve the pressure, and he's fine now, but. As part of his recovery, he suffered terrible nightmares for a series of months. And those nightmares, he's actually sort of turned into something positive, traumatic at the time, but he's turned into something positive. And he's actually made a new film, or he's making a new film called 12 kilometers or kilometers, depending on where in the world you are.
Kilometers.
And he's made a film, short film, or he's making a short film based on sort of the images and nightmares he was having. And it's about sort of... I think it's set in Russia, about a drilling expedition. They discover this being really interesting stuff. So check out MikePecci.com. It's MikePecci.com. And if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to our interview with Mike Petchy. It was about his Punisher fan film that he made and was shut down by Marvel. It was never to see the light of day. Lots of speculation about that he maybe got a little bit too close to the vision they have for a forthcoming film. We'll yet to see. Indeed. So on that, I think that's a pretty good show for once, John.
I think that is.
For once, he says. For the first time in 6 months. All the others have been shit.
And I think that would fit quite nicely into half an hour.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so. Well, until next time, John, thank you very much.
Thank you, Will.
Everybody, goodbye, everyone. Hit us up on theunheardnerd.com. Find us on Twitter. It's at UK Film Nerd and at The Unheard Nerd. Find us on Facebook. It's The Unheard Forwards. It's facebook.com/TheUnheardNerd. And you can probably find us on Google Plus and Elo. Wow, that thriving social media site. But we're also on occasionally. So, yeah, hit us up. Until next time, take care.
TheUnheardNerd.com.